I'd like for you to help our audience a little bit understand the tradition of your music.
I have performed there a few years back.
Yes, I saw that. This time it's for the Genomics Research Institute.
Yeah, this is to help a very laudable cause, for a very important cause, very useful cause. So we are very happy to be able to serve this cause. Me and my son, Ayan, my younger son, Ayan.
Yes, I knew he was performing, but you're being joined by a violinist you've been working with on
Armila Dervarova.
I've spoken with her, and she speaks with great admiration for your musicianship and your compositions.
She's very kind, she's very gracious, and she's very competent.
How did you come to meet her?
She came to India, and after meeting, then we made an album. Now we have made a second album. It's called Amalgam. So it's in the market now. It is already released. It's a collaboration between me, my elder son Aman, then younger son Ayan, and Almira. All of us have played together.
I was listening to some of it today, and I was quite struck by, the elegant blending of the Western tradition and the Indian tradition. Did that come naturally for you? I mean, it's something I know you're familiar with.
You see, because I always, from my young days, I used to admire symphony orchestras. I used to listen to Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, symphony. And you see, the basic connection is the musical notes. All the musicians of the world, we are using the common 7 musical notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
It seems, and maybe I'm a little naive here, but as an American, there's a familiarity that Americans have with their arts, but there's an intimacy that it seems that other cultures have with theirs, that music is not just something you do, it's something you live. Am I right?
Yes, you see, basically there is 2 types of music. One is pure sound, sound of flute, sound of violin, sound of cello, sound of sarod, sound of symphony. So this is this is pure sound. Other kind of music is based on language.
And can you describe that for me? Very strong language.
Like songs, film songs, opera songs, any songs which has language, text, lyrics. But there's an old saying that language creates barriers. So this is the pure sound, is the pure form of music. If the music is appealing, it is appreciated by all, common man, young man, old man, whatever man or woman. It touches your heart. It touches your emotions. There's nothing to understand.
I want to ask about the tradition in your family of playing your instrument. Your father played, is that right?
Yes, my father was my guru, and my son is a 7th generation.
What a fabulous tradition. What does that mean to you personally, that this family tradition is carried on so brilliantly by your sons?
I think this is absolutely blessings of God, because of the grace of God, blessings of God, our family, father to son, father to son, father to son. And now I have 2 grandchildren also, 4 years old, and they are also interested in music.
That's wonderful, wonderful.
So I would like to say one thing. Seeing the violence all over the world, music has connected the world. The 7 notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, this is the base of any music, of any country, any system. Music has connected the world. Music does not belong to any religion. Like flowers, air, water, fire, fragrance, colors, they don't belong to any religion.
Mm.
And in my family, my guru, my father, my mother, they told me that we all have a common God. Because the human being, they come in the same way to the world and go away in the same way. So there is no room for two gods.
You have used your music, your pew music that belongs to no one and no religion, to bridge all sorts of things. You've been recognized by world organizations for your work in music and humanity.
We are trying to connect the world through music. They are very sad to see that even now people are killing each other on account of religion. Education could not create compassion and kindness in a human being.
You're coming here to, well, help and I suppose celebrate and assist in some of what TGen is doing in its research in medical science.
We are really looking forward to visit Phoenix, and I hope I'll be able to meet you there. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.